Do you want custom lashes that will surely turn heads at a price that you can afford? Made You Look Lashes has you covered. Services includes volume, hybrid, classic, mega volume, and feels. Go online to book your appointment today at treasuresbytrish.glossgenius.com and be sure to follow on Instagram at madeyoulooklashes.trish. That's T-R-E-S-H. And be sure to mention Locked In Podcast DFW for 10% off. All right? Today's episode, we're going to run back child support and how it is pretty much harassment and harassing men into submission.
Exactly.
So we ran across this video. I'm sure y'all have seen it, but we're going to take a listen to it. Y'all check this out right quick.
Yes. When we got our divorce, they set it up for, I think, like $69 a week or whatever. So he got a new job. This is a true story. My baby daddy got a new job. My ex-husband got a job. So they sent me a letter for us to go back and do an increase for us to go back to court. So we get to court. True story. I went to him at this time. Yes, I've got a whole new husband. My ex-husband, he had a new wife. He had just got remarried. So we get to court, and they trying to get me to get an increase. And I told them, no, I'm good with the $69. Because that's something my son was for. I was like, I'm cool with that. I don't need no increase. I said, that's enough to take care of a 4-year-old to get him some whatever he needs, some zoos and wild pants or whatever. They really was trying to. They was pushing the issue to the point I had to tell them, I ain't good. I don't need him to pay my bills. I need him to take care of his baby. He's my baby foe. $69 a week to get him what he need. Yeah, I don't need him to pay my bills, though. Yeah. And everybody was looking like, damn, I wish she was my baby. I was keeping it 100, though. This man just got married. He got a family he got to provide for. I don't need them to take his money to provide for my household. We ain't together. And that's how y'all look at it. Y'all think y'all lay down and plop a baby out that he's supposed to pay your bills all of a sudden. I don't know who the hell told y'all that, because they don't even include your bills in the child support payment. This is shit some woman done came up with. Tell her, yeah, that little money he give me, it don't pay half. It ain't supposed to pay your goddamn bill. If it do, so when he get custody, see, y'all don't look at it that way, because me get custody too. So when he get custody of the child, you ready to give up half your motherfucking check and still take care of your other kids? Because I guarantee they'll come up. Yeah, you don't want to talk about your kids then, but you don't want him to talk about his other family. When he mentioned his other family, everybody started looking all sideways. But when he gets a child, you want to talk about your other kids, you got to take care of our bed, don't you? Huh? Can you afford to take care of his household and yours? Your children? Okay, think about that shit before you bring your ass down. They're all happy, go lucky. Taking his money, because the tables do turn, baby. Men are getting their kids now. So can you do what he was doing? Can you pay the $5? Can you pay the $1,500? Can you pay any of that and still take care of your household? If you can't, you need to just shut up and stop running that goddamn mouth and stop using child support as a harassment tool because your baby daddy moved on. No need to talk this to death.
She said what she said. Yeah. But I agree with her, because as long as the money that the guy is saving for his child is taking care of his child, then what the increase need? If I don't need it for my child, then I don't need it. Thank you. No, thank you.
What is an amount that can that you would say is a good amount to take care of a child.
Depending on their age and depending on their needs. Like she said, her baby in this situation, in this case, was 4. She said the $69 a week will take care of what all he needed at 4 years old.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, though, at what age requires you to send a big amount? Like, with a comment.
That's just the system that got you because you make more money than everybody else. Because
there is nothing.
Nothing that kid needs that's going to cost $1,000.
Come in a month. I mean, it's people that get $1,000 a month and mortgage ain't even $1,000 a month. So what the fuck am I paying for over there? Where's my $1,000 going? Is it going toward your mortgage? And then my kids get the left. What? Pretty much, I pay your mortgage so you can take care of the kids. Is that what it is?
The way this lady on this video said it was exactly the way how I would do it if I was in that situation. As long as you're taking care of your kid. And I'm with somebody else, and you with somebody else. Let's be fair about this thing. Why do I need all your money at my house when you got a house you're trying to take care of, too?
Most people don't see it that way.
But, I mean, be fair about the thing. Like she said, if the shoe was on the other foot, would you want him taking all your money?
I think it's a lot of, like, if it's resentment or what. Because you're not, when you go into court trying to fight for all that money, the kids is the last thing on your mind, really. You start thinking what you can get. Or what, you know, how much I can get. And then, to take more than the other person is taking home, almost.
Yeah.
How is it, what sense does it make for me and you to split my monthly income? You got a job still. You make a decent living. But now you want half of what I'm going to make for the month, too. So how am I supposed to live? You are going for to tell me that it's hell on you over there with my half. So what do you think it is over here on me?
With you having my
half. Yeah, with you having my half.
First of all, the government's taxing it. Then they're taking child support out. So I'm living off of a fraction of what I should have been living off of.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. So why not just be fair about the thing? Like, hey, I know you got your family you trying to take care of. Just give me enough to cover what the kids need. And then let's just take it from there. If they need a little extra, I might come to you and say, hey, Juju done grew out of his shoes. I'm a little tight for cash. Can you cover this until whenever?
Okay. Would you say that if I'm sending child support already? So I'm sending child support already. And Juju grew out his shoes. So I got to send child support and buy Juju shoes too.
I said if I needed a little extra.
What would you need a little extra for if I'm sending child support?
If.
What happened to the child support?
Let's say you were sending $100.
A month.
Nah, that's just a week. Let's say
$100
a week. And Juju got school supplies. He got school clothes. He might need some snacks. Like, this money is going to the child.
See, when you say school supplies, that happens, like, right at the beginning of the year.
No, you got to replace school supplies all throughout the year.
But it's not the same the same haul that you haul at the beginning of the year. So to need some school supplies in the middle of the year, but yeah, okay.
You ain't gonna need the whole haul, but I mean, stuff happens, stuff, field trips, all kind of shit come up. So let's just say one of them times you sent the money, Juju wanted something, maybe he wanted a toy, a game, whatever, or maybe he wanted some new hoodies, like anything could happen, and that $100 just ain't making it, and goddamn, he done grew out of his shoes, or he needed a new pair of shoes or whatever. the case may have been. And I'm like, damn, well, shit. I'm scrapped right now for cash. I just paid all my bills. Your $100 gone, Juju. Let me hit your daddy up and see if I might be able to get him to get you some shoes this week until whatever.
What if my money on this side gone too? Just like
just
yours.
Say that.
Just like yours was gone. What if as the daddy, mine is gone too?
Just say that. Be like, hey, nah, I can't do it this week. Mine gone too. I got bills.
See,
just like you got bills.
Motherfuckers can't take that. They act as if, especially.
Yeah, they might start feeling some type of way.
When you see me, I got a new watch out.
Yeah, I mean, they might start feeling a certain type of way, but I mean, if you ain't got it, then you ain't got it.
How is me want? They'll look at me want to do something nice to my for myself. It's money that I should have gave her for my kid. I have a life.
That's
over
how
here
some people look at some ladies.
Or if I get a new car,
mm-hmm.
I still have a life over here that I'm trying to live. That don't mean I got more to give you because I'm trying to have a decent life over here too. I'm trying to still, yeah, we had a kid. Yeah, I'm trying to do right by the kid, but I'm still trying to do right by myself because going to work every day is a motherfucker on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, and going to work every day, and you paying child support out of your check every week. Yeah, you managed to put a little something together and get yourself something nice. But your baby mama looking at that like, I need to take his ass back to court because obviously he got too much money. He doing too much over there.
That's where the selfishness comes in. Because if he's taking care of the kids and the kids are being taken care of, all of their needs are being met with the money he's sending, just because he's over there stunting don't mean you need to take more.
So in other words, what you're trying to do is break me. You're trying to humble me.
And why?
You want to take enough away from me to where I can't stunt or be out here looking good. You would rather have me broke, busted, and disgusted.
I can see how that would be an issue, you stunting and all this kind of shit, if you weren't taking care of your kids.
Yes.
But if you're taking care of your kids, all right, take care of your kids.
I think deep down what happens is she see a motherfucker looking good over here and she know that, hey, who you trying to look good for? Who you doing all this for? So therefore, I gotta get some money out here. Come. Cause you can't stand to see a motherfucker out here enjoying his life. Like you said, it's one thing if he wasn't taking care of the kids and enjoying his life. But if he's taking care of the kids and enjoying his life, that still wouldn't sit right with you. You still would have a problem with that man doing that. Still.
But I like what the lady was saying.
Yeah.
How I got my new life. Me and my husband, we making it. And you just got remarried. She was being fair, and I like that. I like that a lot.
She was being fair until her and her new girl started having problems. Then
don't jinx that.
She'll start picking at that baby.
Put that on them lady relationship. Yeah. Hell, they gonna be just fine.
I like how
fair she
was.
Yeah,
she was
with
fair.
Her. Yeah, with
she
her,
was fair.
But she didn't want them to raise his child support anymore. Because the money that he was given was taking care of her child.
Because, like grandbaby's four.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think it takes a week to take care of grandbaby?
Give him 3 or 4 new dinosaurs.
Okay.
Chickens.
After seeing what some dinosaurs cost today, hey, you get $60 is one. And $69 is one of them.
Yeah. But, I mean, once he has them all, I mean, hell, what else does he need? Besides chicken. You like chicken. And fries.
How much chicken does $69 buy?
Yeah. And apple juice.
$69 a week worth of chicken and apple juice. That's what If you want to say you take care of grandbaby, that's what it costs. For him, for somebody like him, that's what you gonna have to. That's what you gonna have to get him. Apple juice, chickens,
dinosaurs,
and dinosaurs,
blue frosted cookies,
and fruit snacks. See, now you're running up a tab.
Yeah,
that tab is getting kind of strong now. That's $69 right there. So I don't think that would work. But okay, in that. At this point, you're making it like the sole support of the kid is on the daddy.
That's what they're trying to make it. But I mean, he's just helping with.
Yes, he's okay. If he putting in 69, you should be putting in 69 too. Cause the kids are split. It ain't no I take care of him more than you do as far as money goes.
You getting deep now. You finna start opening up a whole nother Pandora's box with this whole split thing. Because the child is with the mother, if the mother has custody all the time, so she's taking care of the kid anyway. So anyway, we're not gonna harp on that. We're gonna get on to something else that's going on right now, and that's this Roe versus Wade overturn. We'll hit y'all back in just a minute with the fucked up shit people do.
All right.
Fucked up shit people do.
Yes.
Roe versus
Wade.
Yeah. Being overturned.
After all these fucking years, how do you overturn that? What the fuck is wrong with people? Are they just sitting around coming up with shit to fuck with?
Well, check this out. I found this other video. Check this out.
Hi, today is a very shit day for those of us with uteruses, but here's a few laws that I think lawmakers should put into effect immediately. Since you can force me to have birth, I want these laws in place to protect me and the child you're going to force me to have. 1, immediate jail time to all sexual assaulters who cause pregnancy. A minimum of 10 years, this cannot be lessened, but it can be increased based on the severity of the assault. 2, child support will begin the day pregnancy is confirmed by a medical professional. 3, free healthcare to the person who will give birth and the child until the child's 21st birthday. 4, the government will pay all persons who will give birth a monthly stipend, as they do that already for people who adopt children who have been birthed. Make it make sense. 5, in case of the pregnancy being on purpose and wanted, both the person who will give birth and the semen provider will both get a monthly stipend from the government and free healthcare until the child is 21. 6, shore up all laws against religious persecution, as these conservative lawmakers can no longer use their little tiny book that's been revised for white supremacy against me and everybody else. Thank you.
Now, what she was saying make a lot of sense. I mean, if you're going to force somebody to have a child, then you need to have some laws in place that's going to punish people that make them have children unwanted as well. Like if somebody was raped and they get pregnant. Some shit need to happen to them too. Right?
Yes. But, okay, there's some shit need to happen to them. Nothing happens to them?
If they get caught, something happens to them.
That's rape, man.
But just like how if you get raped and you want to abort the kid, but your rapist wants to have a kid, a judge can make you have that child. I mean, what kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is that?
Since when can a man get to say he want to keep his kid and a woman can't abort it?
You better watch that episode of Law and Order.
I was going to say, you must send this shit on TV or something. Some CSI Texas Law and Order.
You better watch that shit episode.
Ain't no damn way
that shit happened.
A man can say, I want to keep that baby, and a woman got to carry it 9 months because a man want to keep it.
That shit happened.
Wow.
But anyway, anyway, to force someone to have a child that they don't want, it could be for a medical reason. I seen one lady say, one nurse say that she worked in labor and delivery, and she had to help with abortions because the fetus brain didn't develop. So how could you ask some, have somebody carry a baby as long as they can carry it to give birth to it, and it ain't gonna live outside the womb? Like, what kind of shit is that?
That's a, the island to me is a slippery slope, because I understand they say you can't tell a woman what she can do with her body. But like I was saying earlier, what happens if I get you pregnant and I don't want the baby?
Then why did you get somebody pregnant if you don't want the baby?
You know how, you ain't got to be. It was good. It was good, so I had to, you. I had to finish. I had to finish. So,
just other words, places to finish. Shit, pull the hell out.
Okay, but I'm saying, I find out you're pregnant, and I say, well, hey, look at him. I don't want no youngins. But you tell me bullshit. You gonna have a kid? I'm pregnant.
Well, no matter until they do something else, you got to have it now. Uh-huh. So what it's going to do is it's going to force people into dangerous situations.
Yes.
Because they still going to find a way to do it.
Women, the old clothes hang to trick, all kinds of shit.
It's just going to get ugly. They need to do something.
Real ugly.
Everybody saying vote, vote, vote. It's going to happen anyway whether you vote or don't vote. So we just need to stand up and fight back at this point.
Well, okay. Do women rally together and fight back?
Everybody needs to rally together and fight back. Not just women. Men, too. Men that have a certain feeling about this should fight back, too.
Either way it go, we can get fucked. Either way it go, we can get fucked on this.
Yeah.
As men,
it's fucked up.
Either way it goes. We ain't got a dog in the fight. As men. We don't have a dog in the fight.
If it stay overturned, you're like, we ain't gonna be paying a lot more child support.
see how you wrap that right back around.
We're paying a lot more child support. Well, good people, thank y'all for tuning in to another exciting episode of Locked In Podcast DFW. We're gonna hit y'all back next week with another episode. And until then, be sure to book your lash appointment.
And we do appreciate y'all for listening.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye.